Part 3. You will hear part of a radio interview with the comedian Lenny Henry. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Lenny, you are currently studying English literature with the Open University. Why English literature? And why the Open University?
All of the people I admire in showbiz are very, very smart. Quite a lot of them have been to university and benefited from it. Doing my BA is really helping me to structure my thoughts. It's helped me to understand that good work is not an accident. You know, the best writers like Flaubert and George Eliot and people like that took a long time to plan their work. And the Open University has shown me that if you take the time to plan your work and structure it properly, you can do well. It's just helped me to organise my thoughts a bit better. And I think the challenge of producing an essay every month or so is good. It keeps me on my toes.
Why do you think comedy is such a powerful fundraising tool?
I think it's powerful because if I'm going to communicate with an audience, they remember something I said with a bit of a twinkle in the eye better than boring old facts. There is a lot of really heartbreaking and moving documentary stuff on the comic relief night. And if we can make people laugh in between, it softens the blow and cushions the effect of the harder stuff we show.
This year is the 10th anniversary of comic relief, but there's still a lot of poverty out there. Do you think it has made a real difference?
I think it's made an immense difference. It's empowered the public, given them the ideas and tools to raise money off their own back without anybody telling them what to do. I think it's fantastic when I come to Africa and I see the grain banks, the new wells that have been built, the children being inoculated, and terraced mountains that have been funded by comic relief. There are huge problems in Africa, like HIV and AIDS, but a drip of water can erode a rock, and I think comic relief is becoming a strong and mighty drip. We've got to keep going until the rock dissolves, and it will dissolve, but it's going to take a long time, so people have to stay committed.
Work for Comic Relief has taken you to some pretty depressing places. How does seeing people coping with terrible poverty affect you personally?
I've been in Addis Ababa this time around. I went to a place called Debrazait, where I watched this wonderful care worker called Fanti visiting various people who were suffering from HIV. Even though these people were in immense pain, there was a lot of dignity involved. And what's wonderful is Comic Relief, by funding people like Fanti, are doing something to help.
You've received numerous accolades and awards during your career, and you're a husband and father and a mammoth fundraiser. Do you have any ambitions left?
I'd like to write something on my own that I feel was a good piece of work. And the only way I'm going to do that is if I have confidence and faith in my own ability. I've always worked with other writers. There's nothing wrong with collaborating, but I'd love to write something on my own and know it was good before I gave it to someone else to read. I think the Open University is helping me to judge my work in a way that writing something and giving it to someone to read for me simply doesn't.
Now you'll hear part 3 again.
Lenny, you are currently studying English literature with the Open University. Why English literature? And why the Open University?
All of the people I admire in showbiz are very, very smart. Quite a lot of them have been to university and benefited from it. Doing my BA is really helping me to structure my thoughts. It's helped me to understand that good work is not an accident. You know, the best writers like Flaubert and George Eliot and people like that took a long time to plan their work. And the Open University has shown me that if you take the time to plan your work and structure it properly, you can do well. It's just helped me to organise my thoughts a bit better. And I think the challenge of producing an essay every month or so is good. It keeps me on my toes.
Why do you think comedy is such a powerful fundraising tool?
I think it's powerful because if I'm going to communicate with an audience, they remember something I said with a bit of a twinkle in the eye better than boring old facts. There is a lot of really heartbreaking and moving documentary stuff on the comic relief night. And if we can make people laugh in between, it softens the blow and cushions the effect of the harder stuff we show.
This year is the 10th anniversary of comic relief, but there's still a lot of poverty out there. Do you think it has made a real difference?
I think it's made an immense difference. It's empowered the public, given them the ideas and tools to raise money off their own back without anybody telling them what to do. I think it's fantastic when I come to Africa and I see the grain banks, the new wells that have been built, the children being inoculated, and terraced mountains that have been funded by Comic Relief. There are huge problems in Africa, like HIV and AIDS, but a drip of water can erode a rock, and I think Comic Relief is becoming a strong and mighty drip. We've got to keep going until the rock dissolves. And it will dissolve, but it's going to take a long time, so people have to stay committed.
Work for Comic Relief has taken you to some pretty depressing places. How does seeing people coping with terrible poverty affect you personally?
I've been in Addis Ababa this time round. I went to a place called Debrazite, where I watched this wonderful care worker called Fanti visiting various people who were suffering from HIV. Even though these people were in immense pain, there was a lot of dignity involved. And what's wonderful is Comic Relief, by funding people like Fanti, are doing something to help.
You've received numerous accolades and awards during your career, and you're a husband and father and a mammoth fundraiser. Do you have any ambitions left?
I'd like to write something on my own that I feel was a good piece of work. And the only way I'm going to do that is if I have confidence and faith in my own ability. I've always worked with other writers. There's nothing wrong with collaborating, but I'd love to write something on my own and know it was good before I gave it to someone else to read. I think the Open University is helping me to judge my work in a way that writing something and giving it to someone to read for me simply doesn't.
That's the end of part 3.